This Heart of Show Business episode has been brought to you by its sponsor, The Eden Magazine. The Eden Magazine focuses on awareness and educational articles to promote and emphasize humane and environmental content for the next generation of animal lovers. The Eden Magazine is available online and in print to take you to the world of living a healthier, in harmony, and cruelty-free world.
Welcome to the Heart of Show Business. I am your host, Alexia Melocchi. I believe in great storytelling and that every successful artist has a deep desire to express something from the heart to create a ripple effect in our society. Emotion and entertainment are closely tied together. My guests and I want to give you insider access to how the film, television, and music industry works. We will cover dreams come true, the road less traveled, journey beginnings, and a lot of insight and inspiration in between. I am a successful film and television entrepreneur who came to America as a teenager to pursue my show business dreams. Are you ready for some unfiltered real talk with entertainment visionaries from all over the world? Then let's roll sound and action. Hello to all my listeners of the Heart of Show Business. It has been a few months. I have been busy. I was at the Cannes Film Festival. So what a timely coincidence that as I get back from the Cannes Film Festival, I get to interview a true and real movie star, Maria Conchita Alonso, who I feel she's a trailblazer when it comes to be one of the first real Latina stars. I mean, I think that the only two people, when you think about the real Latina star, I think to me, only two names come to mind. And that's Rita Moreno, of course, the OG. And then I feel the second OG and or way younger and beautiful OG, Maria Conchita Alonso. I mean, her credits are a ton. I'm not even going to mention them. She's a film star. She's a TV actress, producer, singer. She had 3 Grammy nominations, 80 movies, 10 telenovelas. She's been on like 100 plus TV shows. And you know what? She's been even on Broadway with Kiss of the Spider Woman. So, I mean, we have so much to talk about here. And so without much ado, welcome to our show, Maria Conchita.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
It is so wonderful to have you. Like, I'm literally having goosebumps because as I was saying to you right before that, I feel that life is a wonderful combination of synchronicities. And when I first moved to America back in 1984, I was living in Westwood in one of those condos, and I wanted to see movies and experience movies in the real theaters. And we had the AFCO Theater that was down on Wilshire in Westwood. And the first movie that I ended up seeing was Moscow on the Hudson, which of course was very timely, not just because, you know, of the story and the immigrants. I was an immigrant myself, but I just loved it. I actually think I saw it 3 times. So I feel
I played an Italian. It was very funny. People did think that I was an Italian. I was driving with my mother one day and we see it, you know, announced in it. And I'm like, oh my God, they're probably going to show the trails, you know, let's go inside and see. So we enter a movie theater. We saw the the trailer and we're like, oh my God, I can't believe my first thing. And then we left. We did that twice. You know, we just went in the theater, bought the tickets just to see the trailer. And then we didn't stay to see the movie. You know, it was so funny. My mom and I, we were so excited.
It was so exciting to see you. And I'm not going to lie, now that I remember, at the beginning, I was like, who is this woman? How dare she play an Italian on this thing? But you did a great job. I mean, I didn't think for a second that you were not. And I'm curious as, and I know it's a little, just only 5 years ago, we're going to say, right? So just 5 years ago. But
I wish it was just 5 years ago. Those were better times.
Oh, they were, Maria Conchita. But we all know time is just an idea. So we're just going to pretend it was 5 years ago. And, you know, I'm curious to see if there were other Italian actresses that were up for the role And what made the casting director think, well, we're going to go with this gorgeous Venezuelan beauty born in Cuba versus like an actual Italian actress? Do you have?
Or I know that I know Ornella Muti was the other one. And I can't remember if there was a third one, but I think at the end it was just between Ornella and me. And Paul Mazursky, the writer, director, here I have my baby Cookie. She had eye surgery. She had cataract eye surgery. So, you know, just 4 days ago. And she sees already, she sees, I can't believe it. But she has to be very relaxed because one of her eyes it has high pressure and that's very dangerous. So anyway, Cookie is here with us. Paul Mazursky, who was the director, writer, he went to the audition with Robin, and he could not stop laughing. And I'm like, why is he laughing so much? You know, it's I didn't think it was so funny what I did, and he just couldn't stop. And then it took them like, I think it was about 3 weeks, between 3 to 4 weeks for me to get it. So you can imagine they I was so nervous, and I used to do back then somewhere between 5 and 6 classes a day of jazz, ballet, exercise. And I was in a ballet class when they came to let me know that I had gotten the part. You know, the head of the ballet used to be called Dupre. It was the best dance academy here.
Remember that one? Yes.
Yeah, so the owner or the manager of Dupre, she came and knocked on the window, and you know, and they called me and they said that I got the part. Oh my God, everybody was crazy and it was so much fun, so much fun.
What an incredible journey. And I'm it, you know, of course I wanna ask you because you know the Latino voices are finally being heard, right? But it's been a very, very long journey. Did you find for yourself that you were being typecast, you know, after obviously Moscow and the Hudson, in doing solely and only roles of an immigrant, whether it's Latina, you know, European, or were they more open to giving chances at the time?
No, I never felt that. In fact, the movie that I did with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Running Man, that character, her name was Ambar, and that character didn't have to be Latina. They didn't specify where she came from. I did one, the other one with Nicolas Cage, Vampire's Kiss, she didn't need to be Latina either. Colors, yes. Predator 2, yeah. But I never felt that I was typecasted. And just by playing an Italian, you know, yeah, Italians are Latinos, but, you know, European. But you know, I wasn't really typecasted as a Latina when I got the part, you know? I was an Italian, so that was great.
That is so wonderful. And by the way, I love having your dog in the show. Also, where I interviewed Didi Pfeiffer, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer's sister from Big Sky. And when she came onto my interview, she was on location and she brought in all her animals and she had her cockatoo with her. And all of a sudden that during the interview, we're having the cockatoo flow in into the interview and say hello. So this is just wonderful. I have 3 cats. So, you know, animals.
I have 1 cat.
Love that. So I feel it's such a blessing, such a blessing. And when, of course, you've had also really, really great career as a singer and a performer and a show woman, right? And I was going to ask you, what was the first instinct for you? Was it being more of an actress? Was it to be a singer? How did that whole thing flow?
It just happened At the same time, really, I started my career in beauty pageants, and I was 15 when I won the Miss Teenager of Venezuela, and then I won Miss Teenager of the World in Portugal, and that opened the doors. I became a big model in Venezuela, and then from there, I went to Miss Venezuela, you know, I was a model, and then I went to the Miss Venezuela pageant, and I was Miss Venezuela for the Miss World in London. Back then, it used to be always done in London, which by the way, I was like the second favorite, and then I gained weight because I was very nervous. And then we were going every day, you know, you go to breakfast and lunches and dinners and cocktails and this. And I, what I do when I'm nervous is that I eat. So I gain one size. So anyway, I became six runner up. My father used to say, "You lost because you were fat. You put weight on you," you know, whatever. So, but then simultaneously, I started doing soap operas in Venezuela when my first album, that's what it was called back then, my first CD would be called today, came out. It was in English. It was called Love Maniac, and it was disco music. So that was my first number one. Back then, you didn't travel to perform in other countries. You didn't tour. You just stayed, you know, singers didn't go to other countries. You just stayed in yours. I would say like the first three albums were done in Venezuela. And then when I moved to LA, I was signed by A&M Records. And that was my first album in Spanish, which was my first number one international and my first Grammy nomination.
That's amazing. That's incredible. And I know also that one of the things that I have so many things to talk to you about, but the thing is that one of the things that I love, and I think I saw that in a recent interview, is that you were talking about being as outspoken and you know, never really holding back your opinion about anything in the world. And we live in a country where, unfortunately, everything is so politically correct. You know, one of the things that they say to you here in America, that the three things you can never talk about are politics, sex, and religion. And being European or Latina, we all know that at the dinner table, we can cuss each other out. We can say all kinds of things about any opinion about life, politics, religion. It doesn't matter. We're all very respectful towards another. There is never a shock. So I love that you are staying true to who you are.
We have to agree to disagree, you know, we don't all have to think alike. A lot of my friends in LA, you know, LA, it's a town where, politically speaking, I'm not what this town is. Mm-hmm. And I've never hidden it. And a lot of my friends are from, you know, a political point of view that is very different than mine. I don't care. They're my friends and I love them because they are good people, you know? So, obviously I could not have as a friend a communist, that I couldn't, because coming from Cuba and Venezuela, you know, I've seen, I've lived a lot of things and I know what that is. But hey, if you're from the left, which I'm not, I don't care. You know, you're not a communist. I mean, you're not an extreme leftist. I think that would be hard for me to be with people that are extreme leftist.
Yeah, me too. Because as you know, I come from Italy and I grew up in communist Italy. And I saw the effects that it had. That's why I moved to America, right? I think we all moved to America for the same reasons, you know, and for everything that it represents. So I know I have the same hard time. And I, at some point I said, you know what? I am who I am. I think the way I think. I'm going to express my opinions, whether it's politics, whether it's spiritual, whatever it is, you know, animal rescues. I'm obviously very outspoken. I cuss people out. You know, I know that you are very, very active, which is why you were also on the cover of the Eden magazine. Tell me a little bit what animals, how animals are affecting your life, and, you know, why it's so important that we try to protect them.
Oh my God, because they have feelings, because they, you know, they suffer like we do. They get hungry like we do. They have pain like we do. They need love like we do. You know, and when Chavez came to Venezuela and a lot of people started to immigrate, millions of people left the country, and a lot of them would leave behind their dogs on the streets. They would just throw them on the streets. There's so many poodles. It's incredible. There's so many poodles that have been rescued from the streets, and they're still on the streets. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Where's the humanity of people? I've always been, you know, an activist, but I used to help here in Los Angeles, other foundations and stuff. But then when I saw what's happening in Venezuela, then I'm like, okay, I got to concentrate on Venezuela. And that's when I opened my nonprofit foundation called V Fauna, which means Venezuela endorses the fauna. And what I do is I do events to send money. You know, I don't have animals in my foundation. I just send money to veterinarians, to foundations for them to buy food, for medicine. It's really, really, really horrible, and nowadays it's even worse because people are not helping. People are not helping, and these little things are, you know, I trust more nowadays. I prefer to be nowadays more with an animal, but we shouldn't call them animals, with these beautiful beings, than with people. You know, not, I don't generalize, but it's incredible. They're here to give us love, and they, I always say that the animals don't speak because they are showing us what love is through their actions. And they're teaching us that's what you realize really if it's true love or not. Because the words, you can say so many things. You can, you know, and it goes with the wind. But it's your actions are what really shows what love is.
What a beautiful way to explain the unconditional love of the animal species. I had not thought about this before. It's true. They do not need to speak. We already know everything just by looking at their beautiful eyes, like this baby here who's like looking at the camera. So cute. And another thing that impressed me about you, Maria Conchita, is that you talked about your mom, who's your best friend. And my mom is my best friend, by the way. She's my business partner. She's been my business partner since I was 19 years old. And she taught me everything about myself, about, you know, conducting myself in business and in life. And I, tell me about your relationship with your mama.
Yeah, well, my mom passed away. It's going to be 6 years ago. But she was fun. She was crazy. She was gorgeous. She was funny. She was a very hard worker. She was a very honest person. She had no fear. And that's why, you know, I am the way I am, because she taught me, you know, a lot of what's important in life, you know, to respect, to accept people, whatever they are, even if you are not like that. You have to accept people because you don't know what makes them happy. You know, whatever makes people happy, you got to say, well, that's what makes them happy. I don't know why, but hey, it's not up to me to you know, point the finger at them if they're not hurting others. They're just living their life because it, as whatever they like, because it's what makes them happy. Anyway, so my mom was always like that. She was always someone that just, you know, went through life, not seeing others. She was very friendly, you know, what others were doing. She had a lot of girlfriends, and, you know, she was not a jealous or an envious person. She was gorgeous, but she always had great women friends, like I do. And I think that's very important. It's very important because, you know, there's a lot of women that can't have another woman as a friend. And I love to have my girlfriends and to go out with my girlfriends. And the prettier they are, the better, you know?
I love that too. I feel that, you know, we have to embrace our divine feminine, and it's so great to be with that energy because we are natural empaths. And especially when you're international, I feel there is a little bit less of that insecurity. This is what I've seen. I have a lot of my girlfriends are all from all over the world, you know, all ages, you know, all professions, but, you know, we all share into supporting one another and lifting each other up. And I know that you have some really great points of view about life. Another thing that I saw about you, where you're talking about how much you love money, that there is no shame about wanting to have money. And I believe it's the same thing. Money is not a sin. Money helps us to save animals, helps us to help our friends, help us to be able to elevate our souls and our spirit and just, you know, reward ourselves for our hard work, right?
I just think that as long as you don't do things because of money, money is very much welcome and needed, and it's wonderful. But I'm not going to sell myself for money. I'm not going to be with anyone for money. I'm not going to accept a part in a movie that I don't like just for money. My mom used to say, as long if you're able to sleep well at night, it's because you've done something right. And when your mind is in the right path, you know, there's nothing that you should feel ashamed of, then you can sleep. And so what I hate that is going on right now is how greedy people are. You know, it's horrible how people care more about what you have than who you are. You know, they care more about the car you're driving and not about what do you think about a lot of things in life. What's your heart about? Where's your soul at? So, yeah. So I hate that when people do things just for money. That's not me. That's not me. But hey, give me more. Yeah. I wish I wouldn't have spent so much money through my whole life, because I could have been helping a lot more. And I always say that when I die, if I only have $1,000 left in the bank, $500 left in the bank, it's because I did something good, something right.
Yes. And you know what? If you become the energetic match of what you desire, that's what you get. So the good money, not the money with compromise or the money with selling your soul, will come to you. The good friends, the good experiences, the good adventures, you know, you just have to be an energetic match to it. So we always have to remember, where is our energy at? You are such a beautiful energy. I mean, it's showing. I mean, no wonder you perform above and beyond being on screen. I mean, I can't wait to see you perform. When are you going to? I want to come see you now that things are open again. Where are you going to be at, my friend?
Well, I just came. I just had a concert in Colombia, and I had a concert in Guatemala. And the next one, I can't tell you what I'm doing because it's a project that is very much advanced already. It's been created. I'm with this company in Florida and Mexico, that it's very high end, and we're going to be doing something that starts in September in Miami, and where I'm going to be singing. But besides that, there's going to be something else that I can't talk about. But you will know, because we're going to start promoting it, I think, beginning of August, something like that. End of July, beginning of August, we're going to start promoting it. And I have also an event in Miami for my foundation, for V Fauna, which is called Masquerade Casino Night. It's going to be October 28th, and it's going to be a disguised event, fun music performers, live performers. There's going to be a casino. So that's going to be October 28th, and you'll see more through my Instagram, Maria Conchita _ A, and all my you know, social media, you will be seeing that. I've been writing songs. I just finished writing a beautiful song in English for a movie that I'm going to do in England. We don't have yet the date, I wrote this blues called Tonight that is amazing, the song, amazing, a ballad.
Wow. Well, I look forward to hopefully coming to your ball, because I have so many friends in Florida who moved after the pandemic. Obviously, they all went to Florida, so all over there, and they would love to come and attend and support your foundation. You know, they have deep pockets, and they're very humanitarian and very charitable, and I'm sure they would love to come and support, and I'd love to come and support you. I'll be, you know, going to Toronto Film Festival, of course, and then I have the American Film Market, but in between, you know, I'd love to come, and we'd love to support you, because I think we want to see actors and artists, more than just actors, more artists like yourselves who are multi-hyphenates. This is the era of the multi-hyphenate. I really...
Oh, what? I'm sorry. The era...
A multi-hyphenate. So that means a person that is doing many things. So you don't give yourself a label where you're like, oh, I'm an actress. You know, you are somebody who has great talents on so many areas that are, of course, many times in similar categories, right? The arts, that you don't have to define yourself, say, Maria Conchita, actress. You are the singer. You are the producer. You are the composer. You are the head of a foundation. So I think this is something that the world is changing into. And all of us who want to make the world a better place, we must become that, I feel. And I love that you are doing that.
Thank you. I remember years ago, years and years ago, if you did more than one thing, it was wrong. Oh, isn't that weird?
She's weird.
Actress. Oh, yeah, she mustn't be maybe not good doing. I'm like, what? No, too many things. I'm like, what?
Yeah, remember they used to make fun of every actress that wanted to be a singer, or every singer that you wanted to be an actor, and they were looking down at them going, oh, come on, it's just an ego. She want, or he or she, depending on who that person is, they want, oh, come on, why don't they stick to what they know best? It's like, but why? Why put ourselves in a box? Why not live outside the box? If we're there to create and to make the world a better place, they used to ask me too. They're like, oh, what do you do? Are you a producer? Are you a distributor? You have a pop? I'm like, I'm all of that, baby.
Yeah.
Do it all.
Of course.
Yeah.
Why not?
So to close it out, Maria Conchita, I'm going to ask you something I ask all my guests. And I know I'm going to put you on the spot, but you can choose, or you can do both. You can either define yourself in three words, that wrap up who you are, and then give me what is your life mantra, that thing that when you are in a moment of darkness gets you out. Like, what do you tell yourself if you ever experience those moments? You can answer both, or you can answer just one of the two. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay. I am fearless. I am a good friend, and I am honest. And I could continue.
Of course. Why just have three? Those are the core ones.
Yeah. And then what do I do? Oh man, I don't know. I can play guitar, or I can paint, or I can watch TV, a movie. When I was younger, I used to drive motorcycles in Venezuela. So when I was younger, I would just grab my bike without a helmet, horrible, horrible, and just go crazy in the freeway that we have in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela. There's a freeway next to the mountain, El Ávila. And it goes from one point of the city to the other point of the city. And I would just go and I wanted to feel like invincible. And I wanted to feel, you know, I wanted to let everything go. Like I was so angry or sad or whatever. I used to do that. Not anymore.
Racing, why not? Racing, well, no, in LA, it's kind of dangerous, actually. So
maybe. Yeah, and I was in my 20s, okay?
Maybe we can race speedboats. Maybe we can get on a speedboat and just keep going and just.
Yeah, that's fun too.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? This has been such a wonderful conversation. And honestly, I am so excited that we finally made this happen. And I wish you nothing but the most amazing rest of your life, success, awards, Grammys, Oscars, Emmys, lots of movies, and lots of saves of beautiful animals in Venezuela. Anything that Maria Conchita Alonso touches may turn into gold for you personally, and for all the people whose life you touch. And thank you for being on my show.
Thank you for having me. Okay. God bless.
Bye, everyone. If you like the show, please rate, subscribe, and review. And I will be dropping all the links so that you can follow Maria Conchita's journey, both the past, but especially her future one. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Heart of Show Business. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend. You can also subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast player. If you have any questions or comments or feedback for us, you can reach me directly at theheartofshowbusiness.com.